Good Erev Shabbos once again. So the very conclusion of Shvi'i, of Mishpatim, which is the second iteration of the Aseres HaDibros, Lashitas HaRamban, it really does come after all the Mishpatim are given. But either way, we say at the conclusion of the parasha of Moshe Bahar, Arvayim Yom, Ve'arvayim Laila, the Sforno appeals to a very well-known Maimer Chazal, Arvayim Yom Keneged Yetziras HaVlad, and makes a remarkable argument that this wasn't just the amount of time that it happened to take for Kadosh Baruch Hu to educate and illuminate Moshe regarding the Torah, but actually, Arbaim Yom, Kimei Yitziras Havlad, meaning that Moshe was acquiring, you know, a kind of a rebirth, a new identity during this period of time, that he wasn't just learning information, which is, you know, always important, to learn information, but he was ascending to such a different level that it really couldn't be compared with what happened beforehand. You can't put it like on a spectrum or on a continuum, but that Moshe was developing a certain kind of a closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu that was almost like being reborn. V'hi Moshe Bahar b'chol pam shal Hashem mikhan ve'elach shar b'im yom b'arbim layla k'mei yitzias har vlad liknos tachtav shem havaya nechbedes Re'uya lishmo mipi harav ma shelo yasigehu zulaso kemoshe heid be'amaro ki karan or panav bedabiro ito. That is to say, the outward manifestation of this new yitzira of Moshe being a birya chadasha is, to quote from a different section of Chazal, but one that seems uniquely appropriate, is panim chadashos bo lechan, that this is a completely new and distinctive reality, right, for Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's that is reflected phenotypically, meaning externally or physiologically, but this is like a new stage in the development of Moshe Rabbeinu, Arbaim Yom, Keneged Yitziras Havlad.